dip, or I would dip a slip of paper into a bottle containing this liquid and then smell the paper. And with your eyes closed, it was extraordinary how powerfully you could get a sense of those foods. The most incredible was grilled hamburger. And I dipped a small piece of paper into a bottle of liquid, closed my eyes and smelled, and you could have sworn there was someone grilling burgers in the room.
Now, is this because of them reducing the essence of hamburger into this test tube, or is this all chemically done?
Well, all aromas from foods are composed of a very, very complex mixture of chemicals. And by creating a recipe with the right chemicals, you can conjure up the smell of and the flavor of just about any food that you want. If you go into a grocery store and start looking at the packaged foods, or you look at the ingredients in fast food, there'll always be this phrase right around towards the end, natural flavor or artificial flavor. And those ingredients are a huge mix of chemicals that are put together to create the sense of that food.
What's the difference between natural and artificial flavor?
Well, the difference between natural and artificial flavor is that people prefer to see natural flavor on their foods, and it costs a little more, but ultimately the distinction is a little bit arbitrary. I mean, natural flavors and artificial flavors are being manufactured at exactly the same specialty chemical plants. One chemist told me that the difference between a natural flavor and an artificial flavor is that the natural flavor is made with an obsolete technology. What's happened is that we have come to rely so much on processed food that is frozen or dehydrated or needs to be microwaved, that the taste of our food now comes from these factories. And it's not necessarily dangerous or bad for you, or it's not necessarily something to be afraid about. It's just, I think, a very telling detail about what's happened to our food system in the last 30 to 40 years.
What I often wonder is, are these flavor enhancers intensified flavor? In other words, like if you're eating fast food, does it taste even more hamburgery or even more French fry-like than a home-cooked hamburger or French fry would taste? And if so, what impact does that have on your taste buds? Does unprocessed food start to seem meek and mild in comparison?
Well, the flavor industry has gotten to an incredibly sophisticated point in its development so that they can create flavors that are extremely subtle and lifelike, or they can make flavors that are exactly what you described, that are intense exaggerations. And they have flavors that they now invent for particular markets. They have flavors that are directed at particular age groups. For example, children's flavorings tend to be much stronger, and some of these fast food flavorings would be much stronger. But if you go to a health food store, it's remarkable how many health foods that are processed have natural flavors that are being made by the same companies, and they tend to be more subtle and sophisticated. This industry has developed, again, in the last 25 to 30 years, and it's got segments and market niches for every kind of consumer you can name.
Do most of the fast food, say hamburger and French fry restaurants, go for the intensified approach to flavor?
Well, fast food flavors tend to be less subtle than most other flavors. And in the book I write about French fries, McDonald's French fries are legendary for being the best tasting French fries in the fast food industry. And if you look at the list of ingredients in McDonald's French fries, there's a hint why. At the end, there's a phrase, natural flavor, and that flavor most likely is a beef flavor. McDonald's used to fry its fries in beef tallow and switched to vegetable oil in 1990, but they still wanted to maintain that very subtle taste of beef, and that's where it comes from the natural flavor. McDonald's will only acknowledge that that natural flavor comes from, quote, an animal product, unquote, but doesn't go beyond that. And the fries are delicious.
So the beef taste is the flavor enhancer stuff that's done at the chemical plant.
Absolutely. There is a flavor additive in McDonald's French fries that is manufactured and added during the processing phase that gives them that extra little oomph.